Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Contributing to a drug shortage in the U.S.
An EF3 tornado plowed through the town of Rocky Mount on Wednesday, causing considerable damage to a Pfizer facility that makes nearly 20
phase of human enslavement via climate change indoctrination.
Science is telling us that we are in uncharted territory. This group has come together to try to figure out, okay, how do we deploy the funds necessary to invest to create the new clean energy economy?
First ever special presidential envoy for climate. Mr. Kerry, you're sitting in a newly created position, but from all of the research that I've done, in 2 years, you've largely managed to avoid any real oversight or accountability in that position. But the truth is, because of the lack of transparency, no one really knows exactly what it is that you are representing.
Kerry's private jet emitted more carbon in one flight than your family car will in your entire lifetime.
We don't own a private jet. I don't own a private jet. I personally have never owned a private jet. And obviously, it's pretty stupid to talk about coming in a private jet from the State Department up here. It just, honestly, if that's where you want to go, go there.
Mr. Secretary, in exchange with Mr. Mills, you just testified under oath that you never owned a private jet. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record an article here from February 15th of 2023 that the John Kerry family private jet was sold shortly after accusations of climate hypocrisy. Mr. Secretary, do you stand by that testimony
Personally, yes, my wife owned a plane and sold the plane.
You flew on that plane.
All of my trips are commercial.
Have
airlines.
You flown on a private jet in a personal or official capacity since you've taken this position?
Possibly once.
Kerry acts as a ringleader to the Mockingbird media and the many in the U.S. Capitol going rogue for the New World Order inside the halls of our republic.
The idea that there's not global warming, I think, can't be denied by anybody anymore.
And we're doing everything that we can to tackle the root causes of climate change. This is why the Inflation Reduction Act is so important.
They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
You look at the storms, you look at the disasters, and if you're still denying the impact of climate change and the impact of billions and billions of Americans pumping carbon into the atmosphere, you're living in an alternate reality. You really are.
Do your part. Actively declare the New World Order's climate change ruse dead on arrival.
Why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents,
because they're grifting like you are, sir.
So we work out that the planet is already at net zero. About 3% of all emissions on planet Earth are from humans. The rest come out of the oceans. Some comes out of mammals breathing out, like ourselves. I'm breathing out 4% carbon dioxide, and some of it comes out of volcanoes. So you can do some very simple calculations to show that we are being fed an enormous load of rubbish. And to make matters worse, if you look back in the past, we can see from looking at the past that every time we've had an ice age, we've had more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than now. So it's clear that carbon dioxide cannot drive global warming.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, new world order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So, yes, I do stand on that.
John Baum reporting.
They're going to launch the weather attacks and then say it's our fault. They got to depopulate us to save the Earth. Stay with us. It's a big broadcast today. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Friends, here we are. And I just paused for about 30 seconds listening to this music. I think really sets the mood of where we are. And I just pulled back and I said, how do I not understate the news? Because as wild as the broadcast sounds, as scary, as horrifying, as bizarre, and just over the top as reality is, words cannot describe this concerted psychotic attack on humanity. And the next level gaslighting that goes on, when I say gaslighting, I mean that figuratively and also very seriously in the real world. Not just the term gaslighting, meaning lying to somebody and telling them that you're pissing on them, but really it's raining. They're literally banning our gas stoves and gaslighting us and saying we're going to ban all the gas stoves a year ago. Then we never said that it's a conspiracy theory, and now we're going to ban them again, and multiple states have passed laws to ban them. And the UN says it's bad, so we got to ban them, and polar bears are all dying. They can't swim. We got to ban them. Polar bear numbers, the biggest ever recorded. It's the farthest swimming, fastest swimming land animal. They routinely swim 200 miles to hunt in the summer on ice floes. But they show you an image of a polar bear hunting up on top of an ice floe and say, look, it's the last piece of ice. He'll soon drown. He can't swim. I have the news article saying it. And we talk about gaslighting. They're back now. And they're not just going to ban all your gas stoves. The Epoch Times is reporting it's official federal filing. Biden administration rule their filing will ban nearly all portable gas-powered generators. What an incredible little technology. You can put the gas on a grill, cook a great steak or hamburger or hot dog or sausage or vegetables, corn on the cob, you name it. Take a little can with you when you go camping. Take a little gas stove and heat up your soup or whatever. But you can use it to heat your cabin. You can use it to jumpstart your car. And they're just saying you can't have it because it puts off carbon dioxide, which they've listed as a toxic waste. Remember, the atmosphere is 0.4. Guys, pull over people, the percentage of carbon dioxide, it's 0.04, excuse me. To trace, there's almost none of it. We exhale 4%. And that's what plants breathe. So we are literally life-giving symbiotic creatures that create the atmosphere between plants and humans, plants and animals, We create the atmosphere. In fact, there's all these reports from scientists, and if it wasn't for flatulence of creatures, and everything from a lizard to a bird to a human passes gas, and that methane that's in there helps hold the atmosphere in, and that literally animals and plants have terraformed the planet. And then as volcanoes subsided, and as the Earth cooled, and we got less carbon dioxide from volcanoes, it's just human and animal life that's barely hanging on, and the atmosphere is super thin compared to what it used to be. A large percentage of the atmosphere was once carbon dioxide. Now it's a trace amount. And I could talk about 1,000 different articles and incredible stories here today, but to read this article out of the Epoch Times, Biden administration rule would ban nearly all portable gas-powered generators. And then when you oppose it, they will say it doesn't exist. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has proposed a policy that would remove nearly all existing portable gas generators, California already banned them, from the market. The new rule restrictions the amount of carbon monoxide, not just dioxide. And monoxide's not good for you if you stick it in your mouth and breathe it, but it's fine outside. The generators can emit by forcing the generators to switch off when they reach a certain level of emissions. Smaller gas generators would have to cut carbon monoxide emissions by 50%, and large generators would have to cut emissions by 95%. Nearly all models currently available are expected to not be able to comply with the new standard. Isn't that funny? They created a standard nobody can comply with. And because a microscopic amount of carbon monoxide is put off by a gas stove, it's not the cleanest thing there is, but there's just a microscopic amount, that's banned too. Oh, but GMO that'll literally sterilize you and give you cancer, that's okay. Or glyphosate or atrazine, that's fine in the water. The level they allow in the water of atrazine is enough to sterilize you and give you cancer, but that's okay. So that's one article I've got here. So talk about gaslighting. There you go. So the reason carbon monoxide will kill you if you turn your car on in the garage and there's no way for it to get out is it displaces the oxygen and pushes the oxygen out of the space. If you walk by a carbon generating system and you walk by and you smell the gasoline or the gas smell, it does nothing to you. And they all know that, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, they're only banning stuff for the general public right now. It's true of a big plane sitting on the tarmac and they're running the engines and you kind of smell the carbon monoxide smell and you kind of get a headache, that means it's not good for you. And that's the byproduct of an industrial world. But they're not going to ban the big things that actually, it's not good for you to sit on the tarmac when every once in a while they got the door open and the engines are going and the wind's blowing the right way, so a bunch of carbon monoxide's coming in there. So it's like sitting in your garage and kind of, you ever pulled in the garage and getting a phone call and you forget to cut the car off, you're kind of getting a headache, you're like, oh gosh, I've been here 5 minutes with the damn garage door closed, I almost killed myself. That does happen all the time. That's a serious issue. But it's the same thing on an airplane when they got the door open and the engines are going and it's blowing in, you're going, man, I get a headache. Yeah, that's not good for you. Not good. But they're taking microscopic amounts and saying, they put a report out under Obama saying they're going to ban farming because, oh, studies show the dust from a tractor, from the dirt, can hurt your lungs. Well, of course, living means you're going to die. When you have a child, you've given them death. You haven't just given them life. You've given them free will. You've given them death as well. They will die someday. When you have a child and bring them into the world, you've also going to give them a lot of pain and death, but a lot more enjoyment and the gift of consciousness. Yep, Oregon puts gas generator in a governor's mansion despite transition away from fossil fuels and homes. My favorite part is the Davos group and these UN events they have all over the world and the electric car hubs. They've got one down by Austin High, down on the Greenbelt by the hike and bike trail. And they've got like 10 of the 9, 10, 12, I don't know, a whole bunch of the big supercharger fast charging stations, which means it only takes like 30 minutes instead of 10 hours. And right back behind it in the fence is big old gas generators hooked into the municipal gas. And it shows that all over the world, they'll show the electric car chargers at these big gas stations and places, and they'll have fenced off behind them big old diesel or natural gas generators. But then Nissan is, I forgot to play it a few weeks ago. Guys, pull that Nissan ad up about a week ago. Nissan's running an ad showing, like, your electric toothbrush has smoke coming out of it because it can't have a battery, or your dishwasher can't have electricity, so it's got to generate it itself and has fumes coming off. Well, yeah, but down the line, down the power lines, there's a coal power plant that is producing the power and burning coal to send the electricity to you. The difference is with your car, it's in a combustion engine, and actually almost 100% of the energy is transferred in a combustion engine to moving the car. Whereas with electricity, you lose on about half of the transmitted power in transmission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Adjust the lens so that your picture will be focused properly before the show starts.
4, 3, 2, 1.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are to resistance.
Don't listen to corporate media. Don't listen to the establishment. Don't listen to Republican, Democrat leaders. Don't listen to think tanks. You want to hear why they fear InfoWars.com. You want to hear why they fear Alex Jones. Go to InfoWars.com and actually hear my show. Watch what we say. Watch what we do.
The Alex Jones Show.
Big, big, big broadcast lined up for you today. So start your engine. Take the links. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Take clips, share them. Share the articles. You're the Paul Revere's. Without you, we lose. When you take action, we win. So come in for the big win now. Commit to share the links now. All right. Everybody knows my big frustration. I don't have these hundreds of articles in front of me as a prop. Each one of these is incredibly important, and I can talk about for 4 hours. And I just get so prepared for the broadcast that then I just feel like I'm not doing my job once I get here because there's no way to cover all this. But let me do the best I can. Let me just do this. Let me just tell you what's in these stacks and what's coming up today. Patrick Byrne is joining us. He was one of the few people in the room in the days before January 6th and January 6th that Jack Smith is claiming Trump was planning to overthrow the government. And, of course, he's an eyewitness that that's not true. They're preparing indictments of Trump that are imminent for, quote, insurrection that could preclude him, one of the few things, from running for president. So this is the real coup against our country is what Jack Smith and the deep state are doing. So Patrick's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour, in about an hour and 15 minutes from now. Now let me tell you what else we got. Stacks of news on world government being established to cut off the infrastructure, cut off the nitrogen, and kill billions, according to a large consortium of top scientists, including more than 7 Nobel Prize winners. So this is a big, big deal. And they say billions and billions will die. The globalist goal is to get us down to 500 million. That's 7.5 billion dead. And I understand if you're a new listener, you hear this, it sounds completely insane. Believe me, it is insane. The people doing this are insane, but this is really going on. So we have that stack. Then I have a big stack on the incredible fear-mongering that goes beyond saying they're almost all polar bears are dead, like the Lorax and Dr. Seuss, when their numbers are the highest ever recorded, like 100,000 of them now accounted for. And 50 years ago, they thought there was about 10,000 of them. It doesn't matter. They just tell you they're all dead. And you've got the latest with Al Gore saying now the ice caps will be melted by 2027. When he said in 2009 they'd be gone, in 2013 they'd be gone, in 2017 they'd be gone, and they're bigger than ever. It just doesn't matter. We have no memory, so he says it over and over again. Big surprise, bunch of new big studies out that electric cars use more carbon and hurt the environment more, but I don't even agree with that. I think they're better in a way because they create more carbon, except the mining of the lithium and the other things for the batteries is horrible and creates incredible pollution. So electric cars are a joke. They do the opposite of what they're supposed to. Now, the Japanese are coming out with batteries that go 100 miles. Excuse me. Did I say 100 miles? 1,000 miles, Toyota is, and charges in 15 minutes. Great idea. I mean, if they will innovate. We will get these great things. The issue is it's still going to get charged with carbon at a coal plant or a gas plant. There isn't enough solar. There isn't enough windmill to do 10% of it. Okay, there isn't enough hydroelectric. And what else is a fraud? Lab-grown artificial meat may actually be worse for the environment. Oh, you mean it takes more carbon? How about it's something Bill Gates owns monopoly to? That's why it's bad. Also, a bunch of reporters are saying what I've been saying. Journalists attacking the Sound of Freedom should have their hard drives investigated. Well, I mean, a lot of them actually think pedophilia is a good thing that are attacking it on record. Yeah, yeah. This is a coming out of the pedos, folks. We have over the top, you talk about gaslighting. We have Democrats accusing RFK Jr. of being a gaslighter, close quote. We'll play that next segment. And then you've got this compilation from Jesse Waters last night where they walk up to the Democrats and say, why are you censoring? And they go, we're not censoring him. We're just silencing him. Because what they're doing is untenable. What they're doing is criminal. What they're doing is authoritarian, totalitarian. So all they do is two men can have a baby. And if we silence you, that's not censorship. And they said that in the hearing, but now they tell the news cameras, we just want to not hear from him. We just want to, you know. See, they say, well, we just take you off the internet. You've not been censored. You can still talk from your jail cell. They said that about me. Well, Mr. Jones is being taken off everywhere. By the way, Nigel Farage got kicked off his bank. He had for 30 years. And then nine other banks refused him because they put a alert out on him. And they lied and said, well, it's because you don't have enough money to be at this prestigious bank. This is a Richie Rich bank, the most elite bank, of course. He's a big stockbroker. The guy's got tons of money. Turns out he got the documents, and they said it's because he criticized transgenders when they took down all the British flags and put up the pedo flag. He said, look at this, man. It's a conquering ideology of our nation, which is true. And they said, that's it. It actually says he is conservative and not consistent with our values. But not before the bank went out and said he was a liar and that they didn't ban him for that. And how did he get banned at all the other banks? That happened to us. Did I make a big deal about it? Well, no one would care. I mean, we're here to be beat up. I get it. It's happened four times the last 5 years. And I'm not going to explain to you how we even still have banking because then they'll target that. But that's what they're trying to shut down right now. I'll never give up. I'll never give in. I'll never sell out. But I could give out. You understand, my friends? So it's been quite the experience. But remember, it's for you. It's the social credit score. And by the way, I have the UN announcing new videos that this is a global social credit score. Let me read you the quotes. I have the quotes right here. And it says, global digital currency tied to global digital ID will soon be required whether you like it or not. That video of the UN saying it at the IMF, International Monetary Fund. You will have it whether you like it or not. And then if you talk about it, the banks keep banking, saying it doesn't exist, and the ADL says you're a Nazi. It's very fun. Because they get this in place, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, bar, the door. So we got all that. Oh, and New York City agrees to pay violent BLM Antifa protesters $13 million after 450 businesses were damaged or burned to the ground and people were killed. And now it's like, we're going to give you $13 million. We're going to give you $50,000 or a piece or whatever. Because when you were burning buildings, some of the police told you to get off the street. They violated your civil rights. All you were doing was killing people. Meanwhile, financing him is Alexander Soros. But don't talk bad about him. He's a hero. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
What? What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the bad news is our industrial society has been about 9% seized by psychotic globalists that want to cut the power off and slowly starve us to death, in their own words. The good news is, despite the fact that that's so hard to believe, a lot of top scientists around the world and researchers and political leaders, academics, you name it, are coming out. And it's just exponential. And all I'm getting is apologies. All I'm getting is you're vindicated. All I'm getting is love right now, basically, other than the globalists attacking me. But in the grassroots, in public, nothing but love. And, again, I'm a public figure, so that's a benchmark of how it's going for the New World Order. The answer is not well. Not well at all. Now, I could spend all day on the hearings yesterday. You know, we spent half the show yesterday on it. So I'm just going to spend this segment. RFK Jr. Tomorrow, we're going to have a special guest in studio who I'm interviewing and who is also interviewing me. Gerald Morgan is super smart, co-host with Steven Crowder. He should be down here interviewing me. I'm going to be down here interviewing him. And I need to be specific, though. Is he doing a taped interview with me at noon? I forgot to ask the crew. And then I guess we were going to go live later because there's so much to schedule. So we're taping tomorrow. And I had some other things I wanted to do. So I don't know what time I'm going to go live tomorrow. But I would imagine by 4 o'clock tomorrow or so, we'll go live at some point. But then I'm also going to tape something with him. When's that taping start? At noon? All right, call Daria and double check it, please. So much is happening on the schedule, I didn't get to completely nail down. Thanks. So, we're multitasking, doing production management here on air. Getting back to what I was saying, I'll also try to get to more of these excerpts tomorrow when we're commercial free. Or who knows, maybe Sunday night I'll just re-air the highlights of the hearing or something. It was so insane because there's probably 10 clips we aired yesterday. I know I've seen 10 clips. We probably aired 6 or 7 of them. I've got new ones that I found last night because I obviously couldn't watch the whole hearing. I was live on air while it was on. So we only carried half the live thing, you know, part of the tape stuff. But there they are at the beginning saying, we're not going to let you speak. And they tried to vote to ban him from speaking in front of the world, RFK Jr. And then they proceeded in the hearing, the government witnesses and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all the rest of these serpents. They're not clowns. They think we're the clowns. It's not a clown show. It's a serpent show. To say no one's censoring anybody, the government censors nobody, this is ridiculous. And that'd be like if somebody walked up to you for no reason and hit you in the nose with a baseball bat and just smashed your nose flat on a pancake, and you said, why did you just break my nose? And they said, there is no baseball bat, there is no nose, you don't exist. I mean, that's the level of the brainwashing. Hey, we got a proposal to ban all gas stoves. Well, that's terrible. Please don't do that. Well, we're not doing that. What's wrong with you? We're just going to ban your stoves. We're not going to ban your stoves. We're just going to ban your stoves. And they just look at you because humans are meant to interface and debate and come to agreements. They just keep pretending like they're having a discussion with us, but they're just moving forward with their attack. That is a psychological warfare system. And a simple way to describe it is gaslighting based on a 1930s movie where the man, with a bunch of other people, is beating his girlfriend up and torturing her. But everybody looks at her and says, honey, nobody just broke your nose. Nobody's putting cigarettes out on you. Nobody's raping you. Nobody's slapping you around. She's like, you all just raped me. They're like, no, we're not. She's like, you just... And it's like this group thing. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Two men can have a baby. We're going to cut little boys' penises off. It's liberal. It's abusive. You don't cut them off. These little kids are committing suicide if you do it. No, it's because you didn't cut it off quick enough they committed suicide. You didn't love them enough when we cut it off. I mean, it's just like they're making us follow their insanity. So I got a couple of these clips, but here's one of the reporter from Fox following him around the halls. And they're like, why did you censor? I'm not even going to dignify that. We're not censoring. Why did you censor him or try? We're not trying to censor him. We just don't want him to talk. Again, you walk up to somebody, blow their leg off with a shotgun at the knee, and they're writhing around, why'd you blow my leg off? They're like, I didn't blow your leg off. It's still barely hanging by a piece of meat. And it's just mind control with a bunch of these little crooks. I mean, I tell you, if we put up with this, I guess we deserve to be ruled by these sacks of evil garbage. Here, go ahead and roll the clip.
Do you think that Democrats are proving RFK Jr.'s point by trying to stop him from coming today and censor him, that Democrats are unfairly censoring him?
I'm not going to respond to a loaded question like that. You've already decided in your own answer.
What are you afraid that he would say under oath today that you want to stop even the American people from having the opportunity to hear?
I'm not afraid of anything he would say. I just don't want to hear him.
What do you say to people who are concerned that you were trying to censor RFK Jr. by trying to not let him come today?
Oh, that's not censorship. Censorship would not be allowing someone to speak. He can speak. That doesn't give him necessarily the ability to have to do it in the halls of Congress.
To censor him today proved his point that he is being...
Censor him? We were trying to make sure that he didn't cause more harm with his outrageous testimony.
I don't think you want to bring bigots before the Congress, but apparently that's par for the course for this majority.
Normalizing absolute total tyranny. You see, they want to lie about RFK Jr. and censor him and then not give him a voice to counter it. So what you see is them folding like a house of cards in a high wind. This is what weakness looks like. This is what pathetic looks like. We don't want to censor him. We just don't want anyone to hear him and cause any harm. That's right. You're going to take all our rights away because you don't want to harm anybody while you cut the nitrogen fertilizer off. I'm going to explain something again. I've showed you the reports in the last few months. Worldwide nitrogen production is down over 25%. 3 billion people live on the edge of starvation with less than 5% of Christian income. When food prices go up, which they've already exploded, it's already causing mass death, and it's causing collapse in the third world, which then floods us, and then John Kerry goes, we're being flooded from global warming. They're starving to death from global warming. No, they're starving to death because you cut the fertilizer off. I mean, folks, this is what the Nobel Prize winners just came out with, an emergency report saying billions are going to die that I showed you yesterday that I'll get into more. This is like, I'm explaining. You got people in a submarine, they got so much air. And when the air runs out, they die. So when you cut the nitrogen off, and you cut the carbon dioxide off, and you shut the farms down physically, in the biggest food-producing places in the world, like the Netherlands, it's the third largest producer in the world, that little country. Yeah, there's no farmer like the Dutch. Everybody agrees they're the best. They're the Michael Jordans of farming. They're shutting the majority of their farms down the next 7 years. They just shut 10% down this year at gunpoint because farms are bad, including organic ones. CNN has headlines about we're going to cut trees down because they put off carbon. Yeah, so do we. Carbon's good, folks. Trees are good. Free speech is good. Trees are good. Cows are good. It makes our atmosphere... These people are Satanists. Whatever's evil, whatever's bad, whatever's destructive, they do it. I got so many more of these. In fact, I said I'd only spend this segment on RFK, and I said I'd get into all the other censorship. I still haven't weighed in on Jason Aldean and his simple song that's a really good song, and Try That in a Small Town, and how they responded now. CMT's banned it. CMT is a leftist Hollywood trash organization. Sheryl Crow is a leftist piece of un-American garbage. And just like Bud Light, no American should watch CMT or any of the Hollywood trash that's on there. Burn in hell, CMT, and all the rest of you people. Bunch of parasites that collapse Hollywood. Now they're moving to Nashville. Let's have some real outlaw country that's for real. Piss on the New World Order and burn in hell, CMT and Bud Light. Got news on Bud Light. Oh, their collapse is imminent. Be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Humans have begun to crack the secrets of the universe and have tremendous power. But our minds are not like God's. We're fallen, gremlin-like creatures on our bad days and certainly begin to see at least the edge of God's mind on our best. All right, so there's clip after clip after clip. I just played you one in the interest of time. More at InfoWars.com. Of the Democrats, and this is what I picked up on yesterday, what everybody else picked up on, was it's a censorship hearing, and they're censoring the censorship hearing, and then saying no one's censoring you. That's the added brainwashing. It's like, I am not wearing a blue shirt. People are like, yeah, it's a blue shirt. I do not have a bald head. And you're like, you've got a bald head. No, don't. I do not have a salt and pepper beard. Yeah, you do. I do not have blue eyes. Yeah, I do. I do not have a space in my front eye teeth. Yes, I do. No, I don't. You're racist if you say no. I'll put you in prison. I'll take your bank account away. I have long dreadlocks. I have black skin. I'm wearing a red shirt. Say it or I'll call you Hitler. That's all this is. It's bullying. And they're trying to get us to go against our instincts, go against our life force, go against our free will, go against our common sense. And this is a cult, folks. This is a cult of lunatics. And so when you see Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Adam Schiff and people, they're literally the losers of the losers in the cult. And the leader of the cult's a weirdo, Alexander Soros. So here, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who you can tell is taking NLP. People always say, Jones probably took NLP to be a good speaker. That's all made up, folks. They'll sell you courses on anything. It's made up. Regular human cadence and things like that. And oratory skills are genetic. It's not taught. It's given by God. And then I guess you can try to tweak it and make it better, but everything real is from the hip. But the point I was getting at is Mr. Jeffries does not have any charisma.
But you can tell he's been taking a lot of classes on it. And so you look at RFK Jr., extreme charisma, no classes, doesn't need it. Plus, the information's accurate. They are just panicked. In walks a smart, good-looking, informed guy with a lot of courage whose family was murdered trying to defend this country by the CIA, and they're trying to spin him as the bad guy. It's just preposterous. It's like a lion amongst rats. And so they're so freaked out by the former shadow of the Democratic Party and some of the few half-decent people, they weren't angels, produced by the Democratic Party. And here are these little horrible creatures completely panicked when the lion walks into the room. And all they can do is say, we're going to stop you, we're going to silence you, you're never going to win. Well, no matter what they do, he'll help put nails in the Democratic Party. Because the idea that he is out to get the Democratic Party is a fraud. He's trying to take it back, reprove it, fix it, bring us together. Something we need. The Republicans aren't backing him because they think he's going to hurt Joe Biden. They're backing him because they want to stop the censorship and save the country and are completely freaked out. I know a lot of the Republican leadership, they're genuinely scared for their children. So am I. I mean, this country, the world, is on the verge of World War III. Things are out of control. And here comes someone telling the truth about things, and people are just refreshed by that. And you notice they say, there's no way all over the channels, the controlled corporate government media, the dinosaur media, the enemy of the people media, they say there's no way he gets the nomination because it's controlled. The Democrat Party nomination is completely rigged. You thought it was bad with Bernie Sanders having it stolen. They have totally changed it now where, yes, they can steal it from Kennedy. But his mission to expose their agenda will destroy them further. So when they call him a false flag and say he works for Trump, that's not true. But their rejection of Kennedy, if they got behind Kennedy and let him reform things, he would beat Trump by 20 points. And he could then seal the gap between Republicans and Democrats and literally turn the country around. But the New World Order doesn't want that. They want us at each other's throats. So, yeah, they're probably not going to let him get there. In fact, they'll kill him like they shot his dad right in front of him when he was won the Democratic primary. See how history repeats? So this is epic, and this is good, challenging evil. I believe Trump is a good person as well, and I like him just as much as RFK Jr. But the point is, you can't help but back people who are under attack, who are being censored, who are being indicted, who are being lied about. And Trump did win the election, and they stole it from the people. That's why I support him for president, because he has the best shot of winning, and that's why they're trying to put him in prison. Look at this demon, Jack Smith. Look, that's him as a UN prosecutor. Look at that zombie. Look at that servant of fraud. Got an expert guest on him in 1 hour coming up or less, 45 minutes. So let's go ahead and listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Now remember, when I say something can be a false flag, when I say Jesse Smollett's probably a false flag and I'm proven right, I'm bad. When I say some of these wars they launch are based on false flags, I'm the worst guy in the world. But now Hakeem Jeffries is trying to use that term and saying that RFK Jr. is a false flag. No, the Democrat Party is the completely controlled subsidiary of multinational corporations that run communist China that are in the process of leveling and destroying this country and making everybody poor so they can control us. They're the ones destroying our cities. They're the ones allowing fentanyl to be shipped in. They are the ones annihilating our constitutional republic right now. So let's hear from this talentless hack, this race-baiting globalist fraud, Hakeem Jeffries.
I mean, the Republican hearings that have unfolded over the last few days and throughout this entire Congress are a malignant clown show that are not designed to address issues that impact the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of the American people, but instead peddle outlandish and out-of-control conspiracy theories. The notion that Republicans would give a congressional platform to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who peddles anti-Semitic tropes and baseless xenophobic conspiracy theories, which together are directed at the Jewish community and the Chinese American community, is unbelievable, which is why you can't take my Republican colleagues seriously when they tell you that they believe in tolerance. Why would you give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a congressional platform to spew his hatred? Here's the answer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a living, breathing, false flag operation. His whole campaign is being run by right-wing political operatives who have one objective: try to take down President Joe Biden. That's why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was given a congressional platform on this week of all weeks.
Okay, that's enough. Dennis Kucinich is one of the most liberal members of Congress ever, and he's a good man, means well, a lot of integrity. I don't agree with his economic and policies and things. The idea that the right wing, no. The right wing Trump populist, we want to stop nuclear war and have prosperity. We want to work with the Democrats. We're tired of all this insanity. That's why we like RFK Jr. Because he says the things we know are true. I said I would love the Republican Party to be fixed and the Democratic Party as well. When are we going to stop destroying each other like Kennedy said yesterday? It's that simple. The minute we remove the globalists that are doing this, these are evil globalist puppets, and they know it, and we know it, and it's time for them to be removed. All right, before I go any further, highest quality colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, maybe the top lab in the country, probably owned by us, finally after 3 years being unavailable, is back in stock. Silver Bullet, everybody needs this in your cupboard for regular use or, you know, use during emergency. This is so good. This is the missing link for protection out there. It's really high-powered. Silver Bullet, right now, 30% off, 4.9 stars, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken.